Today we begin Maseches Nida, the last Maseches in Shas. Today's daf is Nida Daf Beis. I think there's a Zohar that's often quoted that Mashiach is an Ani Rochev Alachamar. The Pasuk tells us in the Navi that Mashiach is an Ani Rochev Alachamar. So the Zohar says Ani is Maseches Erev and Maseches Nida, Maseches Yevamos. When Klal Yisrael goes back to learning these Masechtas, and not just learning those Masechtas that are the Yeshivish Masechtas, but we learn the most challenging, the most difficult Masechtas like Erev and Nida and Yevamos, then we're going to be ready for Mashiach. I'm not sure what the Rochev Alachamar imagery is in that mashal. I guess that makes us the chamorim, but the ani is maseches erev and nida and yevamos. So a little bit of introduction. Ah, okay. Torah, Yisachar, Gemar, Chamor, Garam. Very good. Okay. So some divrei hakdama to Maseches Nida. Maseches Nida deals with the tumah of a woman who is a nida or a zava, and also about a tumah of a woman who is a yoledes. Tumah's dam nida, the tumah of the dam of a zava, and the isra of bia with a nida, the isra of bia with a zava, and how to be mitaher a nida and a zava. So essentially, it's the halachos of Nida, Zava, and Yoledes, and all that comes from Nida, Zava, and Yoledes. Now, in order to understand anything in this Masechta, we need to have an appreciation of what the difference is between a Nida and a Zava. There are two different parashiyos that speaks about a woman who has dam that flows from her body, Vayikra Perek Tezvav, and in Pasuk Yud Tes to Chav Dalet and Pasuk Chav Hey to Lamed. The first parsha where it starts with Pasuk Yud Tes, Isha Kisiya Zava Dam Ye Zova Bivsara Shevas Yamim Tiye Benida Sa, talks about a woman who has dam that flows from her during her Yemei Nida. That's what we call a Nida, a woman who, while she's what we'd call the Yemei Nida, the normal time to get her period, that is a Nida. The woman becomes a Nida. The Pesukim go on to detail the halachos of Tumas Nida. The woman who's a Nida is not chayiv to bring a karban. She could be tovel only at night after the Yemei Tuma are over. We do not say about a Nida miktsas hayom kikulo 7 days, and it's got to be 7 full days, and only at the night after all 7 days are over can she go to the mikvah. A zava is the next parsha, psukim chafei talamid. V'isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim below es nidasa. O ki sazuv al nidasa t'mehi. That talks about a woman who has dam not at the time of her nida. That's what we call the yamei ziva, or in different contexts we call it the yur alif yom shebei nida lenida, the 11 days in between the Yemei Nida. And such a woman who bleeds at that time is called a Zava. But Zava can come in two forms. There's what's a Zava Katana and a Zava Gadola. A woman who sees Dam once during the Yemei Ziva, she's Tame for that entire day, and then the next day she has to just check to make sure that she doesn't see Dam. She's what's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to observe to make sure that she's not seeing Dam the next day, and then she can go to the mikvah the next day, even at the beginning of the day, and if she doesn't see Dam, for the rest of the day, she's Tarla Mafreya Mishasa Tvila, from when she went to the mikvah. So she bleeds on Monday, let's say. Tuesday morning already, she can go to the mikvah, but she has to be careful Tuesday to make sure that she doesn't see any dam. And if she doesn't, she's Tarla Mafreya from the time that she went to the mikvah. If she does see dam on Tuesday morning, so then Tuesday has the same din that Monday has. She'll be tamei for the rest of the day Tuesday. Wednesday morning she can go to the mikvah. If on Wednesday, while she's again a shomeres yom kineged yom, she discovers that she does not see any dam, she's going to be tahara l'mafreya back to the time that she went to the mikvah. That is a zava katana. A Zava Gadola is if she sees Dam on Wednesday as well. She sees Dam for 3 consecutive days. She then becomes a Zava Gadola. And about a Zava Gadola, the Torah says, V'safra la shivas yamim v'achar titar u'biyom hashmini tikach la shtei torim v'chibar aleha kohen, etc. That she has to be bodek herself, whether she's nikiya, whether she's clean from Dam, throughout 7 days, what we would call shiva nikiyim. She needs a bedika each and every day throughout 7 days. Pashtus, one bedika a day, but we'll see later in the Masechta. She needs a bedika throughout the 7 days, and only afterwards she can go to the mikvah. The tevila can be done at the beginning of the 7th day, and she will become tahara from the time that she does the tefillah, provided that she doesn't see any dam throughout the rest of the seventh day. So, and she's chayav to bring a korban. It's an entirely different process. So fundamentally, a nida needs 7 days total, not seven clean days. A nida, let's say, during the Yemei Nida, a woman bleeds, no matter how long or short her bleeding lasts, whether it's bleeding for 5 minutes or whether it's bleeding for 5 days, she's going to be Tameah for a total of 7 days, just provided that she stops bleeding by the end of the 7 days, and she can only go to the mikvah after the 7 days are over, and she does not need to bring any korban. A zava, to become a zava gedola, let's say, a woman needs to bleed for 3 consecutive days during the Yemei Ziva. 7 days will not suffice. She needs 7 clean days. She needs 7 days where she's certain that she doesn't see any dam, but she may go to the mikvah on the 7th day before the 7 days are over, and provided she doesn't see any dam for the rest of the 7th day, she will be tahara l'mafreya, back to the beginning of that 7th day when she went to the mikvah, and she does need to bring karbanos. She does need to bring karbanos in order to get out of the tumah. So essentially there are 4 primary differences between a nida and a zava. How many days she's going to be tameh? A nida is 7 days, no matter how long she sees, whereas a zava depends how many days she saw. A zava katana would only be tameh for 1 day, or 2 days if she saw for 2 days, or 7 days if she saw for seven clean days if she saw for 3 days in a row. So that's one difference. A second difference is a nida could be tovel only after the 7 days are totally over, whereas zava could be tovel even during the day. A third difference, a nida doesn't need shiva nikiyim. A zava gedola needs not 7 days, but 7 clean days. And a fourth difference is that a nida does not require a karban. A zava gedola needs to bring a karban to be gomer her tara. So, but in terms of the iser to be boel a nida, the way that she becomes tami, the halachos of the tevila itself, the dinim of tumah of the woman and the dam, then for those halachos there's no difference between a nida and a zava. So for many of the halachos they're the same, for many of the halachos they're different. Obviously bizman hazeh we know that since there are so many different maros tahorim and maros tameim, and we're not such bikiyim in these different maros, so it's very easy to make a mistake between the yamei nida and the yamei ziva. A woman very often won't even know if she saw on the previous days if dam went from the baisach Hapnimi to the Bais HaChitzon. So the Chachamim and the Bnos Yisrael were machmir, were to a great extent about this issue of Nida and Zava, and we were koveya that any woman who sees Afilu Tipas Dam Kechardal, any woman who sees even a tiny bit of blood, is knowing Ba'atzma as if she were a Zava Gedola, and she would need to count Shiva Nikim. That's what the Gemara is going to say later on Samach Vavim Lal. The Bnos Yisrael, Chmiru Alatzman, Shafilu Rose Tipas Dam Kechardal. It's interesting, even though it's a chumrah that the Benos Yisrael originally were mekabel upon themselves, it was not a chumrah that was mandated by the Rabbanan, that even a tipas dam kechardel, because if you think about it, it sounds crazy. Tipas dam kechardel, when does a woman need shiva nikiyim? Minimally, she has to see for 3 consecutive days to require shiva nikiyim. So how can we demand that afil rose tipas dam kechardel, that she's yosheva salah shiva nikiyim? So it's not, the Bnos Yisrael were machmir on themselves, and even though it sounds like an unreasonable chumrah, this has been a very widely accepted chumrah that, I think except for one tshuva, the Galia Masechta, pretty much none of the achronim are ever makel on this, even b'shas adchak, even b'makom peruvu, no matter what the situation is, this has been extremely widely accepted. I think the Gemara in Brachos, when it talks about how a person should not be mispalel, elemi toch halacha psuka, that right before davening, a person shouldn't be too involved in the sugya, because you're not going to be able to concentrate on davening, you're going to be so caught up in the sugya. So what's a good thing to learn right before davening? Halacha psuka, something that's not arguable, something that's very clear, straightforward, and there's nothing to discuss about it. So the Gemara says, my halacha psuka, that Amar Rabbi Zeir, Benos Yisrael, Chmir Alatman, Shafil Rose, Tibestam, Chardel, Yoshasla, Shavinakin. It could have said, Lo Sirtzach, right? Halacha Psukka, something very obvious. So, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, something that's obvious that a Jew has to accept. But Dafka picks this din to let us know that how seriously we need to take this din, even though it sounds like it's only a Chumra of the Benos Yisrael. Yes, when we get to Samach Vav, maybe we'll discuss what the Svaras the Rishonim give for this Chumra are. It's not completely without Svara. Okay, says the Mishnah, Shama Yomer, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. Let's say a woman sees Dam. So we're used to thinking of seeing Dam and worrying about, can she now be with her husband, can she not be with her husband? We're always thinking about Isra Veheter. Is she allowed to, is she Muteris Labayla or Asura Labayla? But back in the times when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had other things to worry about also. If a woman became a Nida, she had to worry about touching Truma, dealing with Taharos, where she allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash complex, right? We had to worry about all of these things. So if a woman, let's say, was dealing with Taharos all day, she was touching Truma all day, and then she goes to the bathroom and she discovers that she has Dam, so does she have to now go back and say, oh my gosh, what have I touched all day? What have I touched since the last time I checked myself? Is everything going to be assumed to be Tameh, even the Mafreya? Or does she only assume that things are Tameh Mikan Ulaba? That she went to the bathroom at 5 p.m. and that's when she saw the Dam? Good, so whatever she touches after 5 p.m. will be Tameh, but everything prior to that is going to be Tahar. So what is the Halacha? Shammai says that all Nashim are Dayan Shaitan. That it's only, as Rashi says, Imras Adam Dailanum Tatami Truma V'taro Shatigaben Mishas Re'iyah Ve'elach. It's from the moment she sees Dam and on, that's when things are Tameh. V'lo Amrinan Kiyechi Dahashtu Shtakach Dam Bebeis Achitzon Yavaz Badka Nami Mikami Hach Yavaz Shtakach. And we don't say that just like now there is dam she finds in the Beis HaChitzon, she finds dam that came from the uterus to the cervical area, that if it's there now, who says it wasn't there 10 minutes ago and an hour ago and 2 hours ago and 3 hours ago when she was touching taros? We do not say that maybe the Kosle Beis HaRechem were holding the dam in, but the dam finally just escaped at this moment, but really the dam was there the entire time. Shammai says, we do not say anything like that. Rather, we assume she's tummy now, going forward, and that's it. We don't worry at all. L'mafreya. Toz Yantov explains that this is a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel themselves. We're going to see in our Mishnah, and it's better than a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where we always have Divrei Beis Shammai Makom Divrei Beis Hillel Zayin Mishnah. Beis Shammai Zayin Mishnah Makom Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel. This is one of the few machlokasim that we actually have between the original protagonists between Shammai and Hillel themselves. The Rashba, however, is a girsa in the Mishnah where he says Beis Shammai, where he reads the Mishnah, unbelievable, girsa ready on the first word of the Masechta. Is it Shammai Yomer or is it Beis Shammai Yomer? So the Rashba has that it's Beis Shammai. The Ritva points out that every time Hillel speaks, Hillel would always speak first, but he was Makdim Divrei Beis Shammai L'dvarav, meaning throughout Mishnayos you always find Beis Shammai quoted before Beis Hillel, Shammai quoted before Hillel. So the Ritva says not because Shammai took the floor first, it's that whenever Hillel spoke, he would always first say over Beis Shammai's opinion. And that's why the Mishnah writes Bepashtus, Shammai as Dayan Shaitan, even though the words Dayan Shaitan are not exactly clear what they mean. It's Dayan Shaitan sounds like a response to something, meaning to say, no, it's enough to have that moment. What do you mean enough to have that moment? That implies that someone said something wasn't enough, right? It doesn't sound like a straight halacha. So that's what the Ritva says. Shammai was actually responding to the Shita of Hillel. But we always put in the Mishnayos Shammai first because that's the way Hillel wanted it. But Shammai obviously was aware of the Shita of Hillel, and the phrasing of Shammai's Dayan Shaitan was clearly a response to what Hillel says. So let's see, what taka does Hillel say? Hillel omer mifkida lefkida vafilu liyamim harbe. No, Hillel says she does become Tamei l'mafreya. Things that she had touched l'mafreya are Tamei. How far back l'mafreya? It could be very far back, since the the last time she checked herself. If she last checked herself 3 days ago, and now she checks again and she sees dam, well then everything she touched in the last 3 days is assumed to be tame, because we assume that over the course of the dam came the moment after the last time she checked herself. So it's been there since the last check. That's mifkida lefkida, even if it's for many days. The Chachamim say no, lo kedivrei zeh, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. He said the Chum add in a third shita, and that is that it doesn't have to be mamish this moment, nor does it necessarily have to go back to the last bedika. Maybe 24 hours is reasonable. That if you find the dam now, so presumably a woman who sees dam will find it within 24 hours of when it first appears. So we have the right to assume that it's been there for 24 hours, or from her last bedika, whichever happened later. Meaning if she did a bedika 6 hours ago and it was clean, so obviously it wasn't there for the last 24 hours, it was only there for a maximum of the last 6 hours. But if her last bedika was 30 hours ago, we have the right to assume that she's only been Tameya for the last 24 hours, not for the last not for the last 30 hours. So that's the shita of the Chachamim. Now Mifkida Lufkida, the Lashon itself is a little bit of an interesting Lashon. The Amtachas bin Yamin writes that it's called, the Mishnah calls it Mifkida Lefkida, not Mi Bedika Lebedika. We call it Bedikos. A woman checks herself, we call that a Bedika. So he says, Pekidos mi Lashon Zechira, Vashem Pakada Sara. It's a Lashon of remembering. So we're saying that she remembered to be Bodek, Shachros Va'arvis, like the Chacham Mor Mechayef her, then she'll be in better shape. Meaning if Hillel holds that it's Mifkida Lefkida, so Hillel is saying, really, my Shita should never be more Chamor than the Chachamim Shita, where the Chachamim say up until 24 hours, because it shouldn't really go to Yamim Rabim. She should check herself somewhat more frequently. So he's merames to that in his lashon, says Yamtachas bin Yamin Mifkida Lefkida. If she actually remembers to check herself with some frequency, it shouldn't be such a gevaldik chumra. It could also be that some of the Acharon write that Pekida is a Lashon of Bedika. The Pei and the Beis are switched around in Hebrew and Aramaic. Hefker sometimes is called Hefker, right? With the Beis. Sometimes the Pei and the Beis, because they're similar sounding letters, sometimes they're mixed for each other. So it's as if it doesn't say Pekida, but Bikida, and Bikida could be switched with Bedika, just like Keves and Kesev. Sometimes the sheep is called the Keves, sometimes called the Kesev. The real word is Kesev, but sometimes we switch around the letters, and you can switch around the letters, and it means the same thing. So maybe that's what Bikida is. Okay, now this Me'es La'es. What is Me'es La'es? Rashi writes, Me'es La'es means the way we described it, yesterday exactly at this time, 24 hours, that's what we call Me'es La'es, and that's what we always say. Whenever we have the word Me'es La'es, that's what we always say, La'halam. However, in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, they write in the section Shari Tshuva of Tshuvas HaGaonim in Simkov Memhei that it's 12 hours. Where do we get 12 hours? Where does 12 hours ever play a role in halacha? Just like the halacha that a woman, that a man has to be Porish Mirishto Samach Levest. Right, the vestos are always 12 hours. We assume the onas havest. If a woman, let's say, is expecting to get her period, they used to be able to predict with great accuracy. Let's say a woman is expecting to get her period at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, on Wednesday afternoon. So when does her husband have to be purished from her? The entire Wednesday daytime, the 12-hour period, 12 shows manios period of Wednesday from sunrise to sunset. So that's where we find 12 hours sometimes is significant in the halacha, dafka in Hilchos Nida. Again, this is not assuming like the Chumra the Arzarua that people keep 24 hours. Me'ikra Din, it's very clear. Me'ikra Din that you keep 12 hours, that's an onas havest, is defined as 12 hours. So that's the Tshuva Sagonim thinks that we have a similar thing. Me'is Leis over here doesn't really mean 24 hours. But Pashtus is not that way. Pashtus is like Rashi and the large, large majority of Rishonim that Me'is Leis actually means 24 hours. And the Me'iri over here writes that even if a woman would see Bahargasha, she would be metamil mafreya, which is really an unbelievable thing. Meaning that that's the big question that's hovering over this entire Mishnah. That in general, for a woman to become a nida midaraisa, it's not enough that she finds dam. It's she has to also have a hargasha. Without a hargasha, the isha kisiya zov dama bivsara. The Gemara darshins bivsara means ad shetargish bivsara. Without a hargasha, without some sort of sensation that accompanies the flow of dam from the bayis apnimi to the bayis from the uterus to the cervical area, without such a hargasha, she does not become a nida mida oraisa. So the big question that hovers over this entire Mishnah is, what happened to the hargasha? What do you mean she finds dam? She finds dam? That doesn't make her tamei as a nida. She would need to have a hargasha together with the finding of dam. And what are we talking about? She's going to be tamei l'mafreya? Well, did she have a hargasha l'mafreya? How can you say she's tamei without a hargasha? The very definition of hargasha is a very major machlokas in the Acharonim. Pesachei Tshuva quotes three deos in Acharonim what the word hargasha even means, and it's difficult because nowadays it doesn't seem we have any of them. One shita is shenizdaza gufa, that she feels her entire body trembles when the blood comes from the bayis hapanimi to the bayis hachitzon. You could ask 100 women on the street what that feels like when their body trembles when the blood comes from the bayis hachitzon to the bayis hapanimi. And they'll all tell you they don't know what in the world you're talking about. There is no body trembling that they feel at that time. Other achronim say, Pesachei Tshuva quotes, that they feel sheniftach hamakor, they feel the uterus opening. What does it feel like for your uterus to open? So, I don't know, what does it feel like for your heart to beat, for your small intestines to do what they do? We don't feel what's going on inside of our bodies. We don't feel the various bodily functions that are happening with our inner organs. She doesn't feel her uterus opening. So, again, very difficult to understand nowadays how we have our hargasha. The third sheet is the closest to reality, but also very difficult, and that is shemargish dover lach zav mimena mibifnim. She senses something moist flowing inside of her. Well, that would be great if hargasha meant that she feels it coming out of her body, but hargasha probably means that she feels the dam flowing from the uterus to the cervix, which is not at all something that most people feel. Just like we don't feel the moisture of the blood flowing through our veins, it's inside the body. The whole area is moist, so it's not something that women typically are going to feel. So we're not so well versed in hargashos because women, for whatever reason nowadays, don't have hargashos. It's a good kasha why we still have nida d'oraisa. Maybe everything should be midrabanan. But no, we paskin, there's still such a thing as nida d'oraisa even though we don't have hargashos. But the Meiri writes, so what happened to this woman over here? She finds dam. What do you mean she finds dam? Did she have a hargasha or did she not have a hargasha? Manavshuch. If she didn't have a hargasha, she's not tamei at all. And if she did have a hargasha, how could you say she's Tamei l'mafreya, the hargasha happened just now. So says the Meiri, even if this Re'iyah was bargasha, she's still metamei l'mafreya. Somehow, we're still going to be choshish midrabanon that she's tamei l'mafreya. Chazanish is mistapik about this. According to the Lacham, that she is tamei l'mafreya, is this even when she's margish and she right away after the hargasha checks and she sees that there's dam there, do we still assume she's tamei l'mafreya? Maskana, the Chazanish is that even when she had a hargasha, she would still be metamei l'mafreya. He just doesn't understand why. He says, I think that's what it means. I think that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that even with a hargasha right now, she's still going to be tamei l'mafreya, but he doesn't understand the reason for it. She knows bibirur that the dam came just now. That's when she had the hargasha. In the Agos Cheshek Shlomo, he proves from a medrash that she's metamil mafreya even if she has a hargasha just now, and he explains that the Rabbanon were gozer in all circumstances that she shouldn't make any mistakes to be metaher even when she finds dam below hargasha. Because how could it be she finds dam below hargasha? How would we assume anything's tameh? Because we could assume that maybe the dam came a while ago and the hargasha was masked. We're going to see later on sugyas in this masechta where other things might be going on where she would have felt hargasha, but she was distracted from feeling the hargasha by other sensations that were happening. Let's say she was urinating, or she was having tashmish amita, or something else was going on in that area that distracted her from sensing the hargasha. So maybe that's what's going on, says the Cheshek Shlomo. That if she doesn't have hargasha now, maybe she had the hargasha earlier, but the hargasha was masked. However, the Netziv in Merom Esada says, Bepashas, you have to say that if she sees bar hargasha right now, now, there's no way we could be choshesh that maybe she saw dam previously without a hargasha. Now she just had the hargasha. Now she just found the dam. It's got to be all in the here and now. The Rambam in the Perush of Mishnayos says Mechadesh that let's see Vayter before we have the Rambam. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Kol Ishash Yesh LaVeses, any woman who has a set time, a Veses Kavua, a set time that she always sees Dam, Daya Shaita. So then when she looks at that time, so she knows it's her period is supposed to be coming 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon, and she checks at 3:01 on Wednesday afternoon, and there it is, it's the Dam is right there. So you could assume, yeah, everyone would agree, Daya Shaita, that she's only time going forward, she's not going to be Tmeya Lemafrei. We're going to see there are two types of Vestos, is what we call Ves Kavua and Ves Shena Kavua. This is talking about a Ves Kavua, that she has a very predictable, very clear cycle where she always sees, it happens at least three times in a row, where she saw either at the same Aflaga, at the same interval, or on the same day of the month. It's something, some known trend of how she sees Dam. Some known cycle of how she sees Dam. Another halacha, if a woman is meshamish be'edim, which again we'll discuss a little later in the Masechta, if a woman before and after Tashmish checks herself before Tashmish and again after Tashmish, so that counts as a bedika. And therefore, if let's say she did her last regular stam bedika without having nothing to do with Tashmish, let's say 12 hours ago, then she has Tashmish 12 hours later, and then 2 hours later she finds Dam. So if by the Tashmish she did bedikas, so she's only going to be Tameya back to the time of the Tashmish, and not back to the 12 hours prior to Tashmish. What's the Havamina to say otherwise? It's a bedika. She did a bedika now, so why should it not be counted as a bedika? Maybe she was too distracted by the Tashmish to do a proper bedika, to do a real bedika, so maybe there would have been a concern that we should only count a bedika where she had nothing else on her mind while she was doing the bedika, and the bedikas of Tashmish don't count. Says the Mishnah, the bedikas of Tashmish do count. That counts as a bedika as well. Ketza dayashaita. What does it mean, dayashaita? How does it work out that something is dayashaita? A woman is sitting on a bed and she's involved in taros upirsha, and she gets up from the bed v'ra'asa, and she sees dam. He tameh v'hein taros. She's tameh, but all the taros she was dealing with are taros. That's what dayashaita means. Mamish. 3 seconds ago she was touching taros. Still, it doesn't matter. The taros are taros because we assume that that she's only mitameh mikan. Going back to a woman, according to the Chachamim, that's Metamil Mafreya Meis Leis. So a woman who doesn't have a Ves Kavua, even though we say she's Metamil Meis Leis, she only counts from the time that she sees Dam. What does it mean she only counts? What counting? So again, by Anida, she has to count 7 days in total, including the days that she sees Dam. So if a woman becomes Anida, she sees Dam on Wednesday afternoon, so she, even though we say, we're going to assume all Taros that she touched already from Tuesday afternoon or Tame, May Slays, going back 24 hours, Tuesdays does not get to count as day one of her 7 days of Nida. It's a chumra to go back 24 hours, but we're not going to go back 24 hours even Lakula. We're not going to say that she gets to start counting her 7 days all the way back 24 hours, right? It's only Lakhumra. It's not Lakula. Okay, let's see the Gemara. This sugya that we're about to do now in the Gemara is forms the backbone of much of the Sefer Shev Shmeitza. It's extremely lundish in the world of Chazaka, in the worlds of Sveikos. This is a very very critical daf. Nida Daf Beis is a very very important daf in Shas for Lamdas. So anyway, so it says about my time, the Shammai, what's the reason that Shammai holds that women are Dayan Shaitan, that they're only Tamei Mikanu Labo when they see Dam? Kasavar Hemed Isha Al Cheskasa, because she had a Chazaka. V'isha B'cheskas Torah Medes. Keep the Chazaka that she had. Chazaka that she had was she was B'cheskas Torah. Last we know, she was Torah, so we have the right to assume that she remains Torah. The Hillel responds, no, When do we say that you're going to keep a chazaka when there's no reyusa coming from the body itself? But a woman, since the blood comes straight from her body, we're not going to rely on her chazaka. Apparently, chazaka is worse when the reyusa, not just when it has a reyusa, but when the reyusa comes megufe, when the reyusa comes from the body itself, from her body itself. So the Rishonim have a difficult time understanding, what does that mean? Why should the Cheskas Tahara be any weaker just because the Reyesa came from her body as opposed to the Reyesa, as opposed to that which knocks away at the Chazaka coming from anywhere else? So Rashi explains, Kivin de Miguva Kachazia, Mua de Hilakach, Ein Lacheskas Tahara, that she's it's normal for this to happen. A woman sees dam, a healthy young woman sees dam every month. She gets her period every month, so it's something that's normal to happen, and therefore her cheskas tahara does not mean anything. So the Achronim assume that what Rashi means to say is that the chazaka that the woman has is what we call in halacha a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. Since it's from her body, the reyusa is going to come, it's a natural process that a reyusa comes from her body every month that is going to ruin the cheskas tahara. So that's what we call a chazaka ha'asuya lishtanot. It's a chazaka that's bound to change. And any chazaka that's bound to change is not going to be nearly as strong of a chazaka. The achronim of machlokas, if the chisaron of chazaka ha'asuya lishtanot is true of every chazaka that we have this chisaron, that it's a problem in the chazaka, or it's only a din over here by Nida, that chazaka asuya lishtanos becomes problematic. There are four basic shitos in Achronim. The Maharit in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph writes that every chazaka that's asuya lishtanos is not a chazaka, is an invalid chazaka, and he's medayik from the fact that the Gemara says, when do we say that we're going to be mamad davar al cheskaso? That's only when there's lusli reyes amagufei. Sounds like a global rule. It's not just a din anita. Davar al cheska, any davar that has a chazaka, anything that has a chazaka, we're only going to apply that chazaka when there's not going to be reyes amagufei, which means when it's not asuya lehishtanos. So that's very clear in the that's the diuk that he makes in the lashon of the Gemara. Now the halacha is in regards to we'll leave out the chulin. The Shev Shmeitza, as I pointed out, Shev Shmeitza is very big in Nidav Beis, and the Rashash both explain them. Ikra Adin Chazaka Asuy Lishtanos really is a chazaka, and that's why by chulin we're mamadisha al chaskasa, and we assume for chulin it's not going to be tamei. It's only by kachim that we're machmir not to follow this chazaka. That when there's so really chazaka asuya lishtanos should be a good chazaka, but it's even by nida, but it's a special chumrah that we have by truma, by kachim, by taros that we're going to be machmir and say chazaka asuya lishtanos is not good enough. There are other shitas in Achronim as well. Beis Halevi tries to bring a raya from Tosas that chazaka asuya lishtanos is a good chazaka, it's just not a strong level chazaka. It is a chazaka, but it's not a very strong chazaka. Nafkamina would be, Neir Echad is Neman against this kind of chazaka. That's how the Beis Halevi understands chazaka asuya lishtanos. But again, Rashi seems to assume that's what Megufa Kasya means, that it's chazaka ha'asuya lishtanos, and therefore, Beis Hillel would say, or Hillel would say, that this chazaka is meaningless to us, or cheskas tahara is meaningless to us, and that's why she's tamei. Even the Mafreya, she's not only Tamei Mikan Lebo when she finds the dam, she's going to be Tamei even the Mafreya. So Frek, the Gemara, wait a second, the Gemara is going to ask from two different places now. On the top half of the Amud, we're going to ask from Mikvah, and the bottom half of the Amud, we're going to ask from Chavis. So first, the top half, Umayishna mi Mikvah, why should this be any different than the Halacha by a Mikvah? What's the Halacha by a Mikvah? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Maseches Mikvaos, Mikvah Shenimdad V'nimtza Chaser. Let's say you have a Mikvah, everyone's been using this Mikvah. The community has been using this mikvah. Women have been going to the mikvah. They bring kelim to the mikvah. Everything's been brought to this mikvah to be metayrit. And then one day they decide, you know what, the mikvah water looks a little low. Let's measure it. And taka, they find that it's chaser, that it doesn't have arbaim sa, which means that it's a pasul of mikvah. So it wasn't always pasul. When they first built the mikvah, they first filled the mikvah was had plenty of water in it. So what do you do about everything that was brought to the mikvah in between when it was last checked? And and now. So kol tarish nasu al gabav l'mafreya, bein berishus harabim, bein berishus yachid, tameos. All taros that were brought to that mikvah, whether it's brishus rabim, whether it's brishus yachid, are going to assume to be tamei. So we see that it's going to be tamei l'mafreya entirely. So the shamai kashal l'mafreya. To shamai, this mishnah is very challenging because according to shamai in our mishnah said that the woman's only tamei mikana laba. So why should the mikvah be assumed to be chaser even the mafreya? And Hillel kashal vaday, and Hillel held that even Hillel in our Mishnah said that she is mitamei l'mafreya from the last time she checked, but that's only misafek. She's not going to bring a karban for that tumah, right? It's only misafek that we're machmir. Yet over here we're saying vaday that bein brishus yachid bein brishus ram. We treat this as tumas vaday, that anything that was brought to that mikvah is tamei vaday. Dilu meislei shabenida tolin lo ochlin v'lo sarfin. By the meislei of anida, when we are mitamei. It's interesting that we say Me'es Le'es. That's the sheet of the Chum. It's not the sheet of Hillel. It's say Me'es Le'es. But whatever it is, whether it's Hillel going back to the last Bedikah or the Chacham going back to the last Me'es Le'es, we don't say that she's Tamei Vaday going backwards. Rather, we say Tolin, Lo Ochlin V'lo Sarfin. You know, if any Truma that she touched should not be eaten, but it also should not be burnt, because you can't burn Truma that might be Tahora. V'iluhacha Tuma Vaday. And yet over here, we assume by the Mikvah that it's a case where it's Tamei B'Vaday. Rashi says when we say that Beim Rishus Yachid, Beim Rishus Rabim, it means where the mikveh is. It doesn't matter whether the mikveh is in Rishus Yachid or the mikveh is in the Rishus Rabim. Tais Rid and the Chidushei HaRamah over here say, no, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim that we mention over here is the Makom Asiyas HaTaharos, not in the Makom HaMikveh. It's the Makom of where the Taharos are, not the Makom where the mikveh is. But whatever it is, either way, the Mishnah is saying that we're not Mechalek, that there's no difference between Rishus Yachid and Rishus Rabim in this context. So again, bottom line is this Mishnah Mikvah seems to be against everybody. The Mishnah Mikvah is not only is Mitame L'Mafreya, it's Mitame L'Mafreya B'Vadai! So it says Gemara, Hasam Yishim Dikol Meimer Hem Mitame L'Chaskasa. Now by the Mikvah it's different, because all the things that went into the Mikvah had a Cheskas Tumah before they went into the Mikvah. So since they had a Cheskas Tumah, so that Chazaka helps out to make the case of the mikvah more stringent. Right now, the mikvah is chaser, and we know that sometimes when things are chaser, we're going to be at least concerned that it was like that l'mafreya as well, just like the shita of Hillel and the shita of the Chacham in our Mishnah, they're at least concerned that a woman is tamei l'mafreya. But over there, you also have an additional reyusa, namely that the stuff that went into the mikvah had a cheskas tumah. So ve'ema lo taval, and therefore we can assume that it didn't go through a proper tevila. So frankly, why don't you say, yeah, but we once checked this mikvah, and the mikvah was not chaser always. At one point, the mikvah had all the water it needed. So why don't we assume that the mikvah had a chazaka meikara, that it was a kasher mikvah, and that chazaka sticks, and therefore we assume that it remains a kasher mikvah up until the last moment, when we just checked right now, and we found that it's chaser. Says Gemara, no, that's not a good chazaka meikara, because you have a chazaka tahashta, that right now it's chaser. So says Gemara, yeah, but by Nida you have the same thing. Hachanami hare dam lefanecha. By Nida also, that you have dam right in front of you right now. So how does the cheskas tara that she had beforehand help at all? There's dam right here. So says Gemara, no, hashtu hu dechazoi. Yeah, but that dam could have just come right now at this moment. So says Gemara, yeah, but the mikvah also. Hachanami hashtu hu dechaser. But the mikvah also. The mikvah may have just become chaser at this moment. Says Gemara, no, there's a big difference. Hachi hashta. Faulty comparison. You can't compare the two. Hasam yikala meimer chaser v'asa chaser v'asa. By the mikvah, it gradually, the water level gradually goes down. So it's something that happened over a period of time. And therefore, we have no right to assume that it just happened this last moment. It could have happened a while ago, because it happens at a gradual pace. Hacham yikala meimer chazai v'asa chazai v'asa. A woman sees dam. It doesn't happen gradually. As soon as dam leaves the uterus, boom, she's a nida. Nothing to do with no gradual process. Says Gemara, my kushya. What do you mean? How can you say that? Dilma hagas hagas chazisei. Maybe a woman also, it's a gradual process. Dam builds up in the uterus till the uterus can't hold the dam anymore, and then finally it drips out. So it's also a process. It's not something that just happens in a single moment. So it says, obviously there's that moment where the dam drips out that makes her nida, but just like there's that moment when the mikvah goes below 40 sah and it makes it a pasul mikvah, but it's a very parallel process. Says Gemara, no, here's the difference. The reason is so much more strict. restriction of the mikvah is that there's a double reisa. There's the cheskas tuma of the item that went into the mikvah, and there's the chazak, the hashta, that the mikvah is chaser right now. And countering that tarti l'reisa, you only have one thing l'tivusa, and that is the chazak d'meikara, that the mikvah was kosher. By the woman, you only have one reisa. You have the chazaka, the hashta, that she's tameya right now, versus the chazak d'meikara, that she was tahora. But there's no second reisa, and that's why we're so much more strict by the case of the mikvah. So says the Gemara, okay, good. So that answers the case of the mikvah. We'll challenge from a different case. Umayshna mechavis. Why should this be any different than the case of the chavis? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, in a few places in Shas, Maseches Basra, hayabodik as a chavis lios mafreshul truma v'halech. You check a chavis that's supposed to have wine in it because you want to be mafresh truma on that wine. V'achach nimsa chometz, and then you discover that the barrel really has vinegar. The wine had soured. So when do you assume the wine had soured from? It at some point changed from wine to vinegar. When do you assume that happens? So kol gil miyam vaday mikan ve'elach safek. The 3 days are vaday, otherwise it's safek. This is machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Maseches Basra, Daf Sadi Vav. Rashi quotes over here. It's good to have Rashi back. Rashi quotes over here. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the first 3 days after the last time you checked it and it was found to be wine, those first 3 days are vaday yayin. Anything after that is already already assumed to be chometz. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, the last 3 days prior to this last check is vaday chometz. Anything before these last 3 days is considered to be yayin. But kasha l'shamai, either way, the bottom line is, this is going to be a kasha and shamai, because it seems that we're assuming that it's spoiled the mafreya, that something happened, that not only do we say, oh, it's vinegar right now, so now we assume it's vinegar, but it was wine up until this last moment when we just checked. No, we assume even the mafreya, at least 3 days according to one shita, according to the other shita, even way further than 3 days back, we're going to assume that the reisa was here, the mafreya, that even retroactively it was vinegar. So isn't this a problem for Shammai? Says Gemara, Hasa Mishum Dika Lememar, Hemet Hevel Al Cheskasov Emelonitkan. And over there you have another, you have a Cheskas Tevel. Whatever you tried to be Mafresh Shuma on had a Cheskas Tevel, and therefore we could assume that this was not able to be Mesakin, the Cheskas Tevel. Adarabba says Gemara, Hemet Yain Al Cheskasov Emelohichmitz. But we also have a Chazaka that this used to be wine, so why don't we go with that Chazaka and assume that the wine didn't sour until we just last checked at this moment? Says Gemara, Herehich. Because it is vinegar now, so it's hard to believe the chazaka d'meikara when you have a chazaka d'hashta that right now it's vinegar. So achanami are dam l'fenecha. Yeah, but by the woman also, she's in nida right now. So why don't you assume that? So if she's in nida right now, so how can we trust the cheskas tahara that she had previously, according to Shammai? Says Marna, hashdu the chazai, she's in nida right now, but she just saw the dam just this moment. We could assume that 5 minutes ago she hadn't seen the dam. So asam nami, hashdu the chmitz. Well, why don't you assume the same thing about the wine and the vinegar, that it turned to vinegar right now, and that 5 minutes ago it was still wine? Says Marna, hachiyashta, hasami, it's the same exact conversation. Hasami, kalamemer, chmitz vasa. When it comes to wine turning to vinegar, that's a process that takes time. That doesn't happen in a single moment. What, by Anida? It's not a process. The moment the blood comes from the Bayis HaPanim, the Bayis HaChitzon, and she's Anida, that's it. So says Mara Maikushio, what do you mean? Dilma Hagas Hagas Chazi say, maybe the Anida is also a process. The blood was slowly building up in the uterus until some finally dripped out. So it's just like the case of the wine and the vinegar. So answers the Gemara, the difference between the two cases, the reason why by Anida, Shammai is not willing to be Metame Mafreya, and by the Yayin, we are willing to assume that it was chometz l'mafreya, is because hasamika tarti l'reisa, hacha ika chadal l'reisa. By the case of the vinegar, you have a double reisa. You have the cheskas tevel of whatever you tried to be mafresh truma on, so that's one reisa, and you have the chazaka dahashta that right now it's chometz. And that all goes up against the one chazaka d'meikara that it was yayin. And that's not enough to go against that one chazaka d'mei ikara. So that's exactly like we said by the case of the mikvah. It's very clear the Gemara compares the din chavis to a din of a mikvah. So the Ritva just points out that it's a stira in the psak of the Rambam. You'd assume whatever you paskin by the mikvah, you'd paskin by the chavis. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan that the mikvah is pasul mafreya because it's tarti l'reisa. That's in the 10th parak of Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Vav. And the Rambam also paskins that by the chavis, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's a suffik. That it's not Pasul Marfei and Trumas Perkei Alecha Chavdal. So the Ritva points out it seems to be a stira in the Rambam. So the Chidusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha Midvinsk answers that maybe the Rambam holds the reason by the mikveh is because it's the derech that a mikveh will lose water as time goes on, as you tovel more and more things in it. As opposed to by a chavis, in the first 3 days it was Vadayayin, so its Chazak Demeikara is a much stronger Chazak Demeikara. Because we know the Chazak Demeikara lasted at least 3 days. So it's a much stronger Chazak Demeikara than the Chazak Demeikara you have by a mikveh. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with Nida Daf Gimel.